To maximize the agent experience, look for design options that provide users with an application that is quick, user-friendly, and easy to navigate. These attributes are critical to improving customer satisfaction and reducing costs. For example, think about other objects that relate to a case and incorporate them into the solution. Entitlements can help keep customer satisfaction high through efficient management of service-level agreements. And Salesforce Knowledge can empower agents with immediate access to and collaboration on case resolutions. Also, use record types to help the agent capture only the data that they need based on the type of case they are entering. Reduce clutter and the need to scroll to find data on the case and account objects by using page layouts to get rid of unnecessary fields. Use pick lists to define as the default for the values selected most often by users. And let the agents know they can quickly customize their own page views by clicking the Customize Page link at the top of the screen. Next, put some boundaries around the different case management configuration items. For example, if you have more than 50 fields, reassess your design. A maximum of 5 case record types and page layouts and a maximum of 20 case assignment rules are good guidelines. Capture relevant data and help your client understand how to gather measurements around that data. Consider using parent-child cases to indicate allocation of work to various teams rather than changing case ownership. When various departments work on a case, child cases can help manage and track the individual efforts. Next, start with a newly created mailbox for email-to-case and web-to-case when migrating from legacy systems. Existing email boxes may be used for multiple purposes, which can inadvertently create unwanted cases. Finally, for B2C call centers, know the visibility impacts and sharing requirements of your client before assuming you need to use person accounts as part of the design, especially if the organization is used for SFA. Activation of person accounts removes the ability to share contacts by the role hierarchy, and contacts will inherit the visibility of the account. Also, consider the data volume impact of the person account creating 2 records for each customer, one account record and one shadow contact record. Lastly, the person account setting cannot be turned off once it is enabled. Testing person accounts in a sandbox environment will help you make best-fit design decisions for your client. The ultimate message here is maximize the agent experience by keeping your design simple. Web2Case offers customers an online form to submit cases, auto-populating case fields for agents. When configuring Web2Case, consider the following best practices. Reassure customers that their information was received by configuring the auto-response rules that generate an automated email response to customers. Further automate the process by creating a default email template for the notification emails. Also, create case assignment rules to determine how web-generated cases are assigned to users or put into queues. So be sure to customize the support settings to select the default owner of cases that fail to meet the criteria in case assignment rules. Validation rules on the web form should match those configured for the case object. There should be customized support settings to define the default user or queue when a case comes to Salesforce. Lastly, optimize the customer experience with multi-select pick lists that allow customers to report cases on several products at a time. Sadia points out the phased deployment approach outlined in the scope section of the document. This list answers questions the group has about timing of specific parts of the project, like entitlements and customer community in phase 2. She also reminds the team that WAG's Salesforce Knowledge implementation will follow this case management project. Sadia recommends that WAG enables case teams to allow users to grant additional access to their cases. A case owner can assign a case team to his or her case that includes team members who need access to the case. The owner assigns a predefined member role to each team member. Sadia created 3 team roles for WAG: Tier 1 Support Representative, Tier 2 Support Representative, and Support Manager. The case owner also assigns the type of access those members have to the case. Access levels can be private, read-only, or read-write. The administrator can set up a predefined case team that defines the members they typically work with on certain types of cases. Agents can add predefined case teams to the cases they own. The administrator can also create workflow alerts for case teams and automatically add case teams to cases via case assignment rules. To ensure the right agent works each case as soon as the support request is received, Sadia's design includes case queues and case assignment rules. She will create Tier 1 and Tier 2 case queues for banking, insurance, and investments cases. A case queue is a location where case records can be routed to await processing by a call center agent. Case queues can be created for different product categories, customer types, or service levels. Next, Sadia will create case assignment rules to automatically assign cases to the appropriate queue. She will specify the support users that are allowed to retrieve case records from the queues. For example, a case assignment rule with the criteria case product type equals banking will automatically route the case to the banking Tier 1 queue, of which Maria is a member. Sadia explains that a case assignment rule can consist of multiple rule entries that define the order and criteria for assigning cases. If multiple rules are defined, only one rule can be active at a time. WAG users can change the case owner if a case needs to be assigned to another user. Maria can manually assign the case to Robert by changing the owner from the case detail page. She can select the Send Notification Email checkbox to send an email notice to Robert. Keep in mind that queues should not outnumber agents or products for your client. Limit the number of queues to a practical number and consider staying close to the number of queues in the inbound interaction methods. Based on WAG's requirements, Sadia's design includes email to case, which will automatically create a case when an email is sent to WAG's support email, support@wag.com. Email to case will auto-populate case fields from the content of each email. For example, the email subject heading becomes the case subject. Customer responses to an email sent from the case will automatically be associated with the case, including any attachments the customer sends. Salesforce uses the customer email address to automatically associate the contact to the case. If no match is found, no contact is associated to the case. Lastly, Sadia will create case assignment rules to route email cases to the banking, insurance, or investments queue if the case subject contains the word banking, insurance, or investment. Email cases that do not match these criteria will be assigned to the banking Tier 1 queue as specified in support settings. Once Sadia enables email to case, she will add the email's related list to the case page layouts. Case reporting measures both inbound and outbound emails by case so that WAG can see how many emails are exchanged before an issue is resolved. Sadia chose email to case, not on-demand email to case, for her design, since WAG requires integration with its Microsoft Exchange servers to keep emails within the corporate firewall. WAG is excited to automate this process of generating low-complexity, low-priority cases, providing its customers with the ability to seek support when and how it is most convenient for them. Sadia shows the team the support settings page and discusses some of the settings that the team can consider using. The first setting she talks about is default case owner. The profile that is specified as the default case owner, for example, admin user, is assigned the case if the case assignment rule fails to locate the owner. Notify default case owner should be checked so that the default case owner gets a notification whenever a case is assigned to him or her and an action can be taken accordingly. Next, Sadia discusses the default templates available. She talks about the case creation template, which is used to notify the customers that their case has been created manually by a support rep. Sadia then discusses the case assigned template, which is used to notify support reps when a case is assigned to them by an administrator or another user. Once a case has been solved, it needs to be closed. For this, she shows the case closed template, which sends a notification to the customers that their case has been closed. Sadia then shows the team new cases visible in Portal, which automatically selects the visible and self-service portal checkbox for all new cases, including cases created via web-to-case, email-to-case, and on-demand email-to-case. She also asks the team to note that users creating new cases can manually set the visible in self-service portal checkbox. Finally, Sadia discusses with the team notify case owner of new case comments. After this checkbox is selected, the case owner is notified when a user adds a public or private comment to a case. She also mentions that notifications aren't sent to inactive case owners.